Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
The point of no return is no longer over the horizon. It is in sight and hurtling towards us.
UN Climate Summit kicks off as bleak report warns world on track for catastrophic warming. A different study finds dangerous planetary tipping points closer than predicted, plus...
The Parker family was forced to spend the Thanksgiving holiday away from home after a petrochemical plant explosion forced them and more than 50,000 other people to evacuate.
Happy holidays from the Texas petrochemical industry.
All of that happiness and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
What is still lacking is political will. Political will to stop subsidies on fossil fuels.
Did he say fossil fuels?
Yes, he did.
The other option is the path of hope. A path where more fossil fuels remain where they should be, in the ground.
I like this UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, setting aside the fossil fuels for a moment, I have lost track of how many petrochemical explosions there have been in Texas in just the last year or two.
Exactly. And it's mostly in Houston, where a mandatory evacuation order has been lifted in the town of Port Neches after a series of explosions at the TPC Group petrochemical refinery with a long history of violating environmental laws. Nearly 50,000 people were forced to evacuate their homes over the Thanksgiving holiday after multiple explosions last week literally blew off doors and windows of homes and generated massive clouds of toxic black smoke. As we go to air, the cause remains unknown, but the facility is still burning, and county officials say air quality remains within legal limits.
Mm-hmm.
It's the latest in a series of dangerous and deadly explosions in Texas petrochemical corridor this year.
Now, if I remember, didn't Republican Governor Greg Abbott, when he came to office, sign some rules making it easier for these petrochemicals to be kept a secret from the public?
Yes, he did. And even more importantly, the latest explosion occurred less than a week after the Trump Environmental Protection Agency rescinded Obama-era chemical safety rules that had been put in place after the deadly West Texas fertilizer explosion in 2013. That rescinded rule would have helped prevent such dangerous chemical explosions and would have protected first responders and the nearly 180 million Americans who live near such facilities.
I say we move these facilities outside the governor's mansion and the White House instead of outside our kids' high schools and retirement homes.
Meanwhile, in Madrid, Spain, the 2019 United Nations Climate Change Conference is now underway for the next round of international negotiations to forge a comprehensive global pact under the Paris Climate Agreement, in which all nations have agreed to cut the greenhouse gas emissions that cause dangerous man-made climate change. This year's summit is intended for nations to ratchet up their ambitions in accordance with their capabilities and to hammer out technical mechanisms of reporting and finance. Not surprisingly, President Trump, a climate science denier, is not attending the climate summit. Trump's withdrawal of the U.S. from the U.N. Paris Climate Agreement isn't official until the day after the presidential election in 2020. So Trump staffers are in Madrid to help influence the negotiations.
Yeah, I think they sent some senior diplomat or something from the State Department instead of, you know, the President of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a delegation of House Democrats.
Oh, she went.
Yep, to reassure other nations that Congress remains committed to the Paris Agreement's goals. The summit coincides with two disturbing new studies. The annual UN Emissions Gap Report has found that nations' current emissions cuts are insufficient, and it warns that currently the world is on pace to warm a catastrophic 4 degrees Celsius by 2100.
Jesus.
A second report in the journal Nature warns that humanity is now closer than ever to triggering dangerous planetary tipping points sooner than forecast, like irreversible melting of ice sheets and acidifying oceans. In his speech opening the summit, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres rebuked the world's biggest emitters for not doing enough to cut their emissions, and noted that we have almost all of the technical tools we need to make reductions, except for one thing.
What is still lacking is political will.
While Guterres noted what he called signs of hope, he also warned humanity is in a deep hole and still digging, and the world is rapidly approaching a point of no return.
By the end of the coming decades, we will be on one of two paths. One is the path of surrender, where we have sleepwalked past the point of no return, jeopardizing the health and safety of everyone on this planet. Do we really want to be remembered as the generation that buried its head in the sand, that fiddled while the planet burned?
Apparently so. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.